Looking at an aerial or even just an outside view of Angkor Wat demonstrates that the temple is made up of an expansive enclosure wall, which separates the sacred temple grounds from the protective moat that surrounds the entire complex. And the moat's clearly visible in the top image, that great body of water. The temple proper is comprised of three galleries and a passageway that runs along the length of the temple. There's the central sanctuary, which is the womb chamber that we talked about in detail with Lakshmana Temple, and then five stone towers, which should ring a bell, should be on your radar, because it's something that we talked about with Lakshmana Temple. The five stone towers are intended to mimic the five mountain ranges of Mount Meru, the mythical home for the gods, and this connects to the tradition of the Jain religion, Hindus, and also Buddhists. Keep in mind, Angkor, the city, began as a Hindu kingdom, and then it transitioned into Buddhism with King Jayavarman VII. And it's kind of easy to remember when it shifted because we have an image of King Jayavarman VII as Buddha in an earlier image that you already saw. Back to the Temple Mountain. So this idea of connecting the actual architectural design around the Temple Mountain was invented in Southeast Asia. Southeast Asian architects quite literally envisioned temples dedicated to Hindu gods on earth as a representation of the famous Mount Meru. The galleries and the empty spaces that they created between one another and the moat are envisioned as the mountain ranges and oceans that would surround Mount Meru. Mount Meru is not only home to the gods, but it's also considered an Axis Mundi. Here we are again with more Axis Mundis. So as you know, an Axis Mundi is a cosmic or world axis that is typically like an origin point, like life was created in that area, and it also connects heavens and earth. In designing Angkor Wat in this way, the patron of Angkor Wat and his architects intended for the temple to serve as the supreme home for the Hindu god Vishnu. Similarly, the symbolism Angkor Wat serving as an Axis Mundi was also intended as an expression of power. It was intended to express the Angkor Kingdom and the king's central place in the universe. This should also make you think about Templo Mayor. Templo Mayor was built in Tenochtitlan, the capital of the Aztec Empire. That was also an Axis Mundi. And that was also intended to demonstrate power, that control of the center of the universe, and also aligning those cosmic ideas with the king. So back to Angkor Wat. In addition to envisioning Angkor Wat as Mount Meru on Earth, the temple's architects, of whom we know nothing about, also ingeniously designed the temple so that it embedded the temple's construction as a map of the cosmos. And this was also a historical record of the temple's patron.